saving a bite.
No.
Less than fast food prices at home cooked and locally owned.
I'm Shayla Tu, and this is Two for Two, presented by the Ackland Art Museum, a two-minute weekly discovery of our amazing region. I don't know why, but it took me 13 years to finally stop in and try Country Junction in Carrboro.
I have an idea. Are you hungry? Let's go to Carrboro.
Let's do it.
I've driven, walked, and biked past their sign that says Breakfast Plate, $3.59, countless times.
It's like an old school cafeteria style where you order and then slide down and then you have your fixing.
I'm going to get the breakfast plate with that back.
The breakfast plate is hearty and very affordable.
It's a really good deal.
Yeah, it was $3.59. And you're able to get two eggs of your choice, a choice of hash browns or grits. And I'm pretty excited if what I think I saw was the hash browns are the hash browns.
Yeah.
A deep golden fried, like,
triangle
of hash browny deliciousness.
Yeah.
We agree. The Kojo, as super cool insiders call it, definitely beats fast food chains.
It's a better value than fast food, and it's local. So the money we spend here stays here.
Richard is a regular that was hanging out outside.
How long have you been coming to Country Junction?
All my life.
Really?
I'm born and raised here.
He recommended coming back for lunch.
You need to come and check it out at lunchtime.
Yeah.
They right.
Okay.
They got a buffet.
Like cafeteria style?
Yeah. You might want to come on a Friday and get a fish plate.
I asked the social media world for past experiences at Country Junction.
Get filled up on beef tips and rice and all the old school staple sides, then be useless for at least an hour. Carrboro Country Junction holds a fond place in my heart from my early 20s.
It's so good. Country cooking.
Best grits, bacon, and scrambled eggs anywhere. Boy, do they know how to scramble an egg. Love that place.
A Carrboro classic.
Cash only and not overpriced. They feed the working class that keeps this city moving. From Owassa to city workers, UNC facilities staff, power plant employees, and contractors of all works. It's an important part of our local economy that often gets overlooked.
Two for Two is presented by the Ackland Art Museum. Join me next Friday right here on the Hill for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best kept secrets in our area. The Ackland Art Museum is your local museum with a global outlook. Look close and think far at their world-class collection and special exhibitions. Until the next two.